Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, I'm David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today, we're speaking with Ed O'Connell. Ed is the founder of O'Connell Plumbing. I've talked with Ed before a couple different times on this podcast, so I'm not going to go over a whole lot of background information. You ought to listen to those podcasts because Ed is a really smart guy, and you will learn a lot by listening to them. And he's also a hilarious guy, so you'll enjoy them as well. So Ed found and ran O'Connell Plumbing. He built it into a very successful residential plumbing company, and then he sold it. And now he is an industry consultant. He's a Service National Alliance Advisory Board mentor. I'm not the only person who thinks that he's really fantastic. He was named the Service Roundtable Contributor of the Year and the Tom McCart Consultant of the Year. So really smart guy. Ed, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity once again.
Thanks, David. That's one heck of a introduction there, but I guess I'll try to live up to it all.
All right, good. So you were just at Service World Expo. You went this year. You go every year. Why do you go to Service World Expo?
The community is absolutely amazing to me. I have so many friends in the Service Roundtable, Service Nation, and now the Service Nation Premier that it's like coming home more than anything else. I get a sense of renewal. And the biggest thing, and especially at this one, was I learned so much. And I'm like a sponge when it comes to learning. And this one in particular, the learning was absolutely fantastic. Not to mention the fact that my wife just loves to get rid of me for a week. She really can take it.
Well, it is an amazing environment, isn't it? There's all these people focused on growing their business. You get to see some new ideas, new products. I don't know about you, but when I go to something like that, I leave and I have new motivation.
Oh, yes, really a lot of motivation. But the fact of the matter is, I just like to learn. And at my age, I just turned 80 last May. I guess I'm staying young because I love to learn. Couple that with meeting all my friends, especially people that I know from a couple of advisory board groups that I like the word facilitate, not mentor. Seeing these folks, and they all buy me non-alcoholic beers, so I'm in heaven down here. So.
Well, I've always found people who go to these are really smart people. I mean, they're people that are committed, and combine that with the fact that they've got good experience. They are smart people. It just makes it an environment for tremendous opportunities to learn and try new things.
Yeah, they're curious. That's what I like, is the curiosity. What am I going to learn? Where can I learn? There's people come down here with two or three with their wives or a couple of members from their outfits, and they divide up the breakout so that each one goes to a separate breakout and they all come back together and they pool that knowledge. Those are the kind of people I like to hang around with.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So what you're saying is bring other people with you to Service World Expo. You get more information, you cover more topics, but you got to have a way of collecting the information, getting back together and sharing what you learned. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And if you come down here, what you learn and you bring it back and you just implement one thing at a time, you can't do it all at once, but you implement one thing at a time, more than likely you're going to beat that whatever kind of cost it was to even get here and stay here. I mean, that's what I found when I was running my outfit. I'd come down here, go home, implement something, and within a month or two, I'd recoup the cost of all the airline flights and hotels and, well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's an easy way to get a return on the investment for sure.
Right.
So what were some of the highlights for you this year?
Well, overall, this was really based on learning. And the biggest thing for me, and it was just eye-opening, and I think was eye-opening for a lot of people, was the new emphasis on artificial intelligence, AI, that's coming down the pike. I almost feel sorry for people that didn't come this time to get the information from the different vendors who weren't trying to sell you anything. This was a real big switch. It was more of a, this is what's happening. This is how you check into it. This is what you do. And if you don't do this, you're going to be left in the dust. Some of the older folks, like Joe Cunningham, he has a whole new system that he calls call-by-call managing. That was really terrific. The new flat rate was here with a lot of great information. And the vendors were really, really terrific this year. And all of them, they want to sell their product, of course. But the emphasis on learning, and people were just sucking it up. I saw everybody being really interested in what the exhibitors were putting on. Again, I just want to fall back on this. So artificial intelligence. That was incredible. And we had two or three breakout sessions about that. And then the vendors were all talking about, it's almost like the artificial intelligence is bringing a lot of the vendors together, like Bluon, Sarah. I imagine the big CRM outfits like ServiceTitan are going to get into this real quick too. Because if you don't, you're going to be left in the dust. And the way, the efficiency that it can bring to your businesses is, I tell you, Dave, I was mind boggled. I'll just put it that way there.
Sounds intriguing. So talking about breakouts, keynotes, exhibitors, was there a keynote that stood out for you?
Tommy Mello was absolutely amazing. I couldn't stay up with him for an hour. I mean, he must get up in the morning and drink 32 cups of coffee because he had a breakout session and he talked for 45 minutes or an hour, and I could have listened to him for another hour. The way he ran his business and the way he broke it down, if you were a one truck owner or a 100 truck owner, you could use, and this is where the learning comes in again, you could use what Tommy Mello brought to the special speakers. The thing I liked about it was how much he's willing to give away. It was like the people that are really seem to be doing well can't wait to give it away. He was amazing. I could talk for an hour about what he talked about, but I kind of got validated too, because the principles that he used to grow his business are all the principles that I learned from the ServiceNation Alliance and that I try to pass on to my clients and to the people in my AB groups. Not that they can't get it themselves, but it's just amazing how the ServiceNation Alliance has captured all the principles necessary to start, grow, and sell your business. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, you were talking about successful people sharing the information. That's one of the things that I've always been amazed at Service World Expo, is that people are just so willing to tell you what they're doing. They'll tell you the good, they'll tell you the bad, they'll tell you the stuff that really didn't work at all.
Yeah.
And why? It's amazing. It just feels like it's kind of an open door with everybody. And this opportunities to talk to the other contractors and learn what they're doing is fantastic.
I absolutely agree with that. And again, I had a talk, you know, offline, I guess you'd call it, with Joe Strittmatter. And
yeah.
He recently sold his business. He was talking about how the new business he's in, how he was brought in to save an outfit, and he saved it and he made it better. And he has bought into artificial intelligence extremely well. I'm hoping that Tom Peregrino gets a hold of Joe and has him do some sort of teaching about what's going on, because Joe has become an expert. And then there were a couple of people at the final breakout session that I saw Tom talking to, that this is going to be something that's going to be coming to the Service Roundtable and the Service Nation. And I know I sound a little bit one-sided here with all this talk about artificial intelligence stuff, but the fact of the matter is, I've heard the term game changer till it just comes rote, but this is really going to be a game changer for everybody. It's absolutely amazing.
So one of the other things that are big at Service World Expo, you mentioned you like to have fun, parties. So how are the parties this year?
Well, I got to tell you, David, unfortunately, they're not as much fun for me as everybody else because I can't drink. But I went to the parties. The venues were terrific. The food is terrific. There's so much talk and people get so excited at these things. And I guess having a drink or two, which I'm all for, by the way, just because I can't drink doesn't mean I'm some kind of anti. No, I get a couple of drinks and people start talking and sharing. And it's just incredible. People go home with friendships that are amazing. I mean, from the California coast to the Florida coast, you make friends and you just wish they all lived next door. So just the parties alone, I think that, well, the only problem is getting up the next morning. That's
Well, if you're not drinking, it's not so hard to get up the next morning, right?
Yeah, that's hard to me. And most of the other people are younger than I am, so they can afford it. But yeah, they're just great. The venues are great, the way they're handled. Yeah, I don't think you can talk about one of our expos or roundtables without talking about Mike and Goodman. And it's not just Goodman anymore. It's a whole bigger outfit. But the way they back us up and the way they contribute to the parties and actually put them on is absolutely, some of these vendors are just, they're so generous, it boggles the mind again. I'm just amazed. And then one other thing too, before I forget it, is we raised another $25,000 for the Joe Grove Foundation.
Oh my gosh.
The clients, The plants are really big on that. They had one deal where if they raised, I think it was $2,500 or maybe $25,000. I don't know, but Ken Goodrich and Joe Strickmatter would match it. It was in the thousands of dollars. The good that the Service Nation Alliance does combined with the Joe Grow Foundation, some of the stories you hear actually bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah, it's an amazing organization.
That's just another thing that makes me proud to belong to this outfit.
So here's the thing. We've been talking about Service World Expo, all the things that you can get from it. You learn from other contractors. You get new ideas. You see new products. You get motivation. You meet some of the smartest people in our industry. You have fun at the parties. And yet, some contractors just don't go to industry events. Why is that?
There's a lack of sense of adventure. You know, anecdotally, one or two might have been turned off because they might have talked to a vendor that tried to sell them something too hard or something like that. But if you're going to come to one of these things, you have to take a look at everything like you just said. The fun, the learning, the meeting of the people, and the self-motivation. I wish I could answer that real easy. I've always been so curious to how to get ahead and met so many people that have helped me. I mean, you know my story, Dave. $250,000 in debt. 5 years later, we're out of debt. 10 years after that, we're putting aside money to retire. You know, and then when Rebecca came down with the multiple sclerosis, we were able to sell our business, made it so that Rebecca and I now live up in the foothills and actually almost into the mountains of the Sierras in Northern California. And I owe so much to the Service Nation Alliance. It brings tears to my eyes. I'm going to keep going to these things until I just can't travel anymore. Put it that way.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic events. And everybody should go to them. It's just too good. If you don't go to Service World Expo, you should go to something else.
I hope if people hear this podcast and they've had this opinion that, oh, it's just a bunch of people trying to sell me something again. I hope this time that they've learned their lesson, because if they miss this one, they missed an opportunity that if they hear my voice and they hear about artificial intelligence, what's coming down the pike, I hope they start digging into it all by themselves. Because what I learned here as an 80-year-old guy who sold this company and is so excited about what's happening in our industry with this kind of a game changer, they missed the boat this time. So anyway.
Well, hopefully they won't miss the boat again. So change the topic just a little bit here. You did some off-road biking on the way to Service World Expo this year. How was it?
It was good, except one day I was riding out in the desert on this dirt road, and I got about 20, 30 miles out, and I looked down and two of my water bottles had gone.
Oh, no.
So I had to turn around, ride back 25 miles with just half a bottle of water. I made it back okay, obviously. But, oh, David, I saw stuff that was absolutely unbelievable, and I've never ridden in the desert before. And that is just, I actually spent a night camping out there and riding in the desert down in an area near Phoenix, and I was just blown away. The difference between the desert and the mountains, my love of nature just, it does keep me young. It's one of the things that keeps me young. It was amazing. And I get to do a little bit going home, too, so.
You're an inspiration. 80 years old, you're doing off-road biking. I'm impressed. Good job.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm blessed with some good genes, I think. And I just had this zest for life. And I got to tell you, without the Service Nation Alliance, I think I'd be old. I really do, because it gave me the wherewithal to have the time off. Like, for instance, 2 years before we sold our outfit, I weighed 245 pounds. And I said, I got to stop this. So I joined Weight Watchers. I lost 85 pounds and actually became a Weight Watcher leader. I became one of their diamond leaders. And because of Service Nation Alliance and being able to set up systems and procedures so that the company could run itself with just Rebecca and a general manager, I was able to take care of my health. And I might have diabetes by now if it weren't for the Service Nation Alliance. I mean, really, I look at the alternatives. And of course, I can't say enough about you and Matt. And all the times you and I have taken walks together and had just private, you're great at making whoever you talk to feel like they're the only one person on earth. So
that's very kind of you.
Always love you, Mr. Heimer.
Well, thank you very much. It's mutual for sure. People listening to this podcast, if they wanted to get hold of you for some reason, I know you don't do a lot of consulting, but you help people out. You take phone calls. You work with a few companies. If someone wanted to get hold of you, what would be a good way to do that?
Can I preface that real quick?
Sure.
Okay. I have finally developed a step-by-step process to take your company from one truck to 10 or 15 trucks. I've got it developed. It's in place. I've got it all, what to do, how to follow it. It's all pictures and the whole thing like that. And it's very, very easy to follow. And I'll send this to anybody who wants it absolutely free, no strings attached, wow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if they want it, and David, I've done a couple of trainings through the SNA and gotten really great feedback about it. And it's helped other companies. So I know it works. But anyway, just send an email to ed.o'connell. That's O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, and that's ed.o'connell@outlook.com.
All right.
And I'll send you everything. You know, then you can go find some great gurus and teachers if you want to go further, but this can actually get you off the starting pad. And if you're off the starting pad and you want to have one of your managers go through this, if you're a bigger company, it's been working for them too.
Well, all thank right. you for taking this time with me. I really appreciate it. I know if people go to Service World Expo next year, they'll get to see you there as well.
Rebecca said that she's going to go with me next year.
Oh, awesome.
I'm excited about that one because then Rebecca will keep me from telling all the tall tales I tell.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ed. Great all talking right, with you, and give my best to Rebecca.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.